Am I right? Am I right?
Well, I have the slightest idea whether you're right or you aren't.
Richie and I
are talking about...
Trust me.
I have to put a new computer system in to my studio here on the farm. And so we were looking at the alternatives, the options, and whatever. And there are a couple of good choices. So I said, because I'm consulting with Steve Whitney, who's my computer guy, how to fix and integrate all of the computers we have here and the farm and yada, yada, yada. And so I said, Richie, what's your advice? He says, Mac. What is that? That doesn't help me.
It does.
No, it doesn't help
it
me.
It does because it just works.
I know.
That's
but
what
it changes
you need.
Everything. You know how when I am ready to do things, how marvelously well I do them when you want, you know, whenever steps along the way, mm-hmm. and I'm just sort of acknowledging this myself, that have happened, and many of you, I'm betting, are the same as me. You get into this confrontational thing about the technology stares you in the face and you want to push it back. You want to push. So then every once in a while I'll have an epiphany and I'll decide, okay, I want to do this. And that's been pretty much what's happened all along the way here. The most recent acquisition I have is the iPad, and I'll use that this week when I'm in New York and I have to go on a quick road trip over the weekend, so I'll use it for that. And then we'll see, but I'm not going to do a Mac at this point. So come up with some better.
You've already done
the
it.
The original Mac boy.
You did the iPad. You're there already.
Yeah.
Join the force.
The iPad is Apple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Join the force. The force is with me, even if I don't know it.
Yeah.
Speaking Rich.
Of force, on Mondays, Dr. Pam Popper joins us, who is a credentialed person, runs the Columbus, Ohio-based Wellness Forum. There are a lot of things that you can go at that website, check out from A to Z, from food to exercise. So this is Pam, one of the things we haven't really done is get down to the nitty-gritty. I met you because you were promoting this documentary, Forks Over Knives. The essence of it is intelligent use of the fork will keep you from going under the knife. And the essence of what you really do, what you really stand for, we've been, and this is my fault, not yours, we have had a lot of platitudes, but we haven't gotten to the nitty-gritty about what it is that you really say to people that makes your facility and what you do worthwhile. And we've danced around it. You're more focused on what people eat. Priority is what people eat, and then there are a lot of other things and ancillary things that go with what they eat. But for the major interest of people who would go to the Wellness Forum website, it would be about eating, right?
Well, it's about eating. And if you'd asked me 10 years ago what we did at the Wellness Farm, I would have told you it was all about the diet, that was the focus. But I think that there's more to this whole thing. We've got to get the diet right, and diet does trump all. But there are other decisions that people have to make about taking care of themselves that are just as important as diet, like what kind of healthcare practitioners are you going to visit?
All right, let's stop right there. All right, let's stop. Right there.
Okay.
Because there are lots of the new, what people think are the new agey types. People, whether you are in touch with yourself, think about your own set of standards. What you do with your medical dollars. The average person today spends more money going to quote-unquote alternative sources of medical support and help than they do, or you do, going to the so-called traditional sources.
Right, and I would argue that that's money wasted in most situations, and people find that surprising.
Which of the two? You're talking about going to the run-of-the-mill, everyday, ordinary doctor.
No, the alternatives. I think that they're not much better, generally speaking.
In what
and
way?
That's a controversial statement
from
a naturopath.
But let's follow up on it. Why do you say that?
Well, I think because there's less evidence to support what those people are doing than there is to support traditional medicine, which is not.
Yeah, but
much
isn't that because the naturopath or the alternative healer doesn't have the money behind him or her that the big corporate interests that want to see lots of money being made treating cancer and heart disease instead of fixing the problem.
Let me say that there are some things. Cancer is a little bit different story. Let's talk about some of the other things first. But I think the problem is that if you're a naturopath, you're a medical doctor, it doesn't make any difference. What you're taught in school is how to mitigate symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And in medical school, if you're going to be an MD, you're taught to do it with drugs and procedures. And in naturopathy school, you're taught to do it with supplements. Mm-hmm. And the result is the same. The person is still sick. Their disease is still progressing. You haven't gotten to the root cause.
You're interested in prevention.
Well, I'd love to talk about prevention, but the horse is out of the barn. Everybody's sick. So I don't get to talk about prevention much. In my office every day, we deal with sick people.
Yeah.
And if I take a person who has arthritis and I give them glucosamine and that covers up their pain, we might say, well, that's a little less toxic than a COX-2 inhibitor. But the bottom line is they still have arthritis and it is still progressing. And so I haven't really done much more for that person.
Now, just a sec. If you're giving them glucosamine and chondroitin, we're told by the purveyors of that, that's the first time I've ever heard anybody say it masks the problem. What I've always heard is it supports healthy healthy cartilage and joint function.
Oh, it doesn't, because as soon as you stop taking it, the pain comes back. And so the problem that in the naturopathy field and the alternative health field is that we are using a bunch of stuff, albeit maybe more natural stuff in some circumstances, but it doesn't really address the underlying problem. And what patients want to be is not patients anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be sick. And so until we address the underlying cause, they're going to continue to be sick. And the same habits that lead to, in this case, arthritis, and people say, well, that's not so bad. I mean, arthritis is just pain. But the same habits that lead to arthritis lead to much more serious disorders like cancer and heart disease. So when you don't get rid of the underlying problem, whether you're doing it with supplements or whether you're doing it with drugs, you're doing a terrible disservice to the patient. Now, the people who are go to naturopathy school, it's not their fault. They're taught improperly. So I always tell people, I'm a recovering naturopath. I go to work every day. I work very hard to forget everything I learned so that I can do the right things by the people that I encounter. But if I were to follow my training, it would be to be what I call the holistic pharmacist and to prescribe different kinds of stuff for people instead of the pharmaceutical stuff.
Well, that's a very interesting reality, and I don't think I've ever heard it put that way before. As I think about my own routine, I take, I don't know, 30-some-odd supplements a day, and I feel strongly that they have kept me in the state that I'm in. I have few, if any, medical problems, frankly. I've enjoyed great health and continue to in my years, and I think part of it is because I have an attitude that is good. I don't do things. I've never done any drugs, never smoked, and I would be a terrible drunk. So I stay away from alcohol, and as a result of that, you know, maybe I do excesses. Yesterday I spent 6 hours just without moving off the seat of a tractor mowing hay, and my butt was kind of sore when I did it. But as soon as I walk a little bit, the stiffness goes away. I wouldn't be running to take a pill to get rid of that. But I think that many people think that there is a preventative step taken when you take certain supplements.
Well, but there's no evidence.
Well, and but I don't.
I hate to,
you know what? I don't really care. I'm so sick of listening to all these people who say it's evidence based this and that, because the science disproves itself.
The science doesn't disprove itself. And here's the thing: we have to care about the science. And I'll just respectfully disagree with you there.
That's fine. You can always disagree with me.
I know, here's the point that I want to make is that I simply can't endorse a situation where we say science is a luxury to be enjoyed by some but not required by all. Science is the way we figure out the truth.
But science is wrong. It disproves itself all the time.
It doesn't disprove itself
all the time.
We refuse to follow it. The science has shown that bypass surgery is useless. And except for in the event of emergency.
Yeah.
The medical profession just refuses to follow it.
I agree with you on that. Yeah.
There have been studies structured to look at the preventive or curative properties of supplements, and they've failed to show the type of result. We just refuse to look at it. And so it doesn't really matter if we're taking a traditional view of medicine or we're taking an alternative view of medicine. We can't basically say, listen, I don't like what the science shows. We criticize medical doctors for doing it. I don't like what the science shows. I'm going to keep doing bypass surgery. But we want to give a free pass to the people who are prescribing supplements and say, well, listen, we're just not going to take that hard science view with these people because what they're doing is
so then toxic. What is there? And you and I would have a wonderful time. This is something that whenever we – it's a funny thing about all of these things. I've never met you. You've never met me. If we were in a room together and having a conversation or having dinner or something, we'd have probably a very interesting conversation.
Oh, I'm sure.
Both coming from different points of view. Mine is only experiential. Yours is, as you've suggested, more scientific. But I'm because it bothers me that the results of many, if not most, scientific studies go the way whoever pays for the study want it to go, it disproves itself, and that's what I'm saying here, maybe awkwardly.
But many of the studies that have been done on supplements and drugs and bypass surgery, and again, pick a topic, doesn't matter, natural or pharmaceutical, have not been paid for those by those people. I agree that much of research today is corrupted by the financial remuneration, but we have lots of studies, and I can give you references if you want them, of studies that have been conducted for long periods of time.
All right, so that's your homework assignment for next week.
All right. Email them to you so you can read them too.
Yeah, okay. And we'll take apart. There's a story on Reuters today about how Big Pharma is not using Americans anymore or Europeans as much for their tests. They're going to Eastern Europe, they're going to Asia, get guinea pigs because people here see, you know, the fallacy in a lot of these drug tests.
That's true. I wouldn't want to be a part of a clinical trial, and
God.
I would advise anybody close to me not to do it.
Awful. All right, Pam, thank you.
Thank you.
Food for thought. Good to have you here. Dr. Pam Popper, always stimulating. What do you think of what she is suggesting? What do you think about the fact that the studies, whether it be for traditional medical or for the sort of pseudoscience that some people refer to alternative medicine as, no studies, no value. It's 19 after on Good Day.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use bullfrog marathon mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
All right, score 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and me here.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, hey, he brought my letter back. Why?
She wrote a bond.
Return the sender. Address unknown.
Yeah, I gotta go get somebody's address here. I'll be right back.
Yeah. No such number.
I'll be back tomorrow if what I was listening to.
No such phone.
All right.
Elvis Presley. And here's, I write, I'm sorry, but they said it's coming back.
Yeah.
Suppose a company was losing customers to other firms, responded by increasing their prices, cutting service, granting raises to workers, and overpaying management. If that company then demanded a lavish government bailout, the public would laugh, right?
Mm-hmm.
The company I've just described is the United States Post Office.
Oh.
Hey, bailout is not the solution. Blowing up the post office, its monopoly, its customer-be-damned attitude, its system of lifetime job guarantees regardless of performance, that's the solution. After the dust from the explosion settles, the mail will continue to go in a leaner, sustainable, and more customer-conscious form. The United States Postal Service reported a $2.2 billion first quarter loss. First quarter, $2.2 billion loss. Despite having a federal monopoly that exempts them from competition for its core business, exempting from competition is the core of the problem. Allowing them to drag their heels against the modern age is bad business. Any private firm losing market share, as the Postal Service is losing market share to electronic mail and to package services like FedEx and UPS, would respond by cutting prices, right? In order to attract business. No, not at the post office. You look at some of the textbook, if you were teaching an economics course, I remember having economics 101, and pretty much the first day of the class, cut prices and demand will rise. I mean, it's kind of like taxes, I guess, in a manner of speaking.
Sure, cut taxes, spend more money.
Look at how the first cell phone, how much they cost and what do they cost now? First computers, what do they cost then, what do they cost now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, any of these things, the United States Postal Service has increased first-class postage by 13% in the last 4 years. That's double the rise in the consumer price index for the same period. Mail volume declines 20% a year. in first class. I mean, hello, it's just textbook economics. In this last fiscal year, the post office lost $8.5 billion that you and me, $8.5 billion you and me are paying the bill. $42 billion in the last 5 years they have lost. But they raised the first class rate, and they did, what, 2-3 times in the last 5 years? And now they want another rate increase. They want, the Postal Service wants another rate increase. The Postmaster General...
Shut it down.
...gets $800,000. Plus, last year he got a $275 bonus. For what? What does he get a bonus for?
Yeah.
It's a joke, other than you and I are paying for it. The situation here, I say to Richie all the time, I don't want to pay my bills online, but this is getting ludicrous. And
yeah,
everybody,
you know,
it's
what?
Just ludicrous.
I don't send anything in the mail, nothing. And the only thing that comes to me in the mail, I don't really want.
Yeah.
So shut her down.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It really is. It is amazing. Any comments? That'd be a good Facebook question to post, Jen.
We'll put it up there.
All right. And other things of note which are connected to us, 800-510-8255, the various other ways of being in touch with us on social media. We'll follow it up.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. All right, you've seen it, and I've experienced it. The moment your plane touches the ground, everybody takes out their cell phones. So is it fact or fiction that a cell phone can actually interfere with a plane's navigation system? Well, contrary to popular belief, it's not the FAA, but the Federal Communications Commission that has banned the use of cell phones on domestic flights. While it is not a direct safety issue, the real concern with cell phones is potential interference to wireless networks on the ground. Tests conducted by NASA and other organizations have absolutely failed to come up with any conclusive evidence that links mobile phones with instrument problems on the plane. But even if the FCC lifts its ban, the FAA still wouldn't allow the use of all wireless devices like iPods or portable DVD players. That would require each carrier to show where there'd be no interference from a specific phone model on each type of aircraft. Hey, don't count on that happening anytime soon. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Day here. Every day is an interesting day on the Doug Stanford Good Day program.
Apparently somebody's dropped a roll of quarters outside a telephone booth somewhere around the vicinity of like
the funny farm.
Apparently somebody's written our phone number on the bathroom wall in that funny farm.
All right.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call.
800-510-TALK. So we had a guy who stuttered and he kept repeating himself. He called. And then we had somebody call what they thought was that this was the... We could make this the Spanish morning program, though.
Sure, why not? Buenos dias.
Yeah. Si.
Doug Stephens, buenos dias.
The Doug Stefano, buenos dias.
All right. All right. Today actually is Walk Naked in America Day, if you didn't know that.
I do that every day.
I heard that.
Yeah. A lot of people... This movement is growing rapidly, and it could be that it would last all week and maybe all month. Maybe, yeah, it could be something that's permanent. As you, a lot of you know, it is a sin for Muslim men, to see a woman other than his wife naked. And if, in fact, the Muslim men do see women naked, then the Quran says they have to commit suicide.
Yeah.
So,
that's tough religion, man.
Yeah. So a lot of American women have decided they're going to walk out of their houses completely naked to help weed out any terrorists that may be in your neighborhood.
Shake out the neighborhood.
Right. So you could circle your block. There's a there's actually an interesting video and a these things become viral and a picture. What do we call it? We use them in our. There's a slideshow.
Slideshow, yeah.
Of this woman who was driving a BMW convertible on the Autobahn completely naked. Have you seen this? A blue BMW convertible making its rounds. She was passing a bus, a tour bus, and somebody on the bus took these pictures of this woman, and they became, a slideshow. A sideshow and a slideshow. But they're just, she's gorgeous. Oi. All right, so anyway. If you want to be naked, you should be naked. Go where you want to go. Do what you want to do.
I have no idea what just happened in that segment. All I know is that it's okay with you if we walk around naked.
That's it. Or if you want to get rid of terrorists in your neighborhood, all the women go out, run out of the house. Right.
Yes.
So here's a problem from San Antonio, Texas. Apparently, what am I listening to?
Yeah,
somebody's
got something back.
It's Roberta's headphones.
Oh. Okay, well, why don't we put them in?
Is
your head not in them?
Apparently not.
Yes,
let's hope they aren't.
That's the answer.
Vacant.
So if you have a problem wearing the proper attire, then you might as well forget riding the bus in Fort Worth, Texas. The Fort Worth Transportation Authority has implemented a new policy that prohibits anybody from boarding a bus with saggy pants. If your underwear or your butt is showing, you get thrown off the bus. How many people think this is a good idea? 800-510-8255?
I like it.
Yeah,
I don't want to see somebody in public, especially if I have a choice. So is it, though, up to the – is this up to the transportation company? I suppose you got to have some – there have to be rules and regulation. Is this going too far? What do you think people who just want to look better? What do you want to have somebody see your butt crack for? Why would you want that? I don't want to see. I don't want to show mine, and I don't want to see one. Unless I'm mooning rich or something, that's about it. But the city buses.
Thank you.
There's a slogan. Hello. A slogan and a sign. There's a slogan there. The sign says, pull them up or find another ride. So, at some point, you got to decide what is too high or too low, I suppose. And it's too bad that we've gotten down to that. But it does make some sense, doesn't it? It's gross seeing that stuff. I think it is. Here's something else. There are three things today that I think are required taxpayer involvement. All right? Bus riding, wear pants. Look right. Here's a problem from Florida. The governor there has signed a drug screen measure that will require any adult that applies for welfare to undergo drug screening.
Yeah.
Why has this been so long and happening? Why is taxpayers, is this not something that we as the taxpayer requires? It's the right thing for people, not only in that state, but all states. If you need public assistance, we are wasting tax dollars giving them to people who are on drugs who would use 9 times out of 10 that money to buy more drugs. So the Florida Department of Family Services is going to be required to conduct the drug test on any adult who applies for assistance for needy families. You'd be responsible for the cost of the screening, which they take out of your assistance if you get it. If you fail, too bad. You have to pay up front, apparently. There are a lot of people in Florida who don't like this. Why is it, and again, this is sort of political. One party says one thing predictably, and the other one says the other thing predictably. It's so foolish. What is there that isn't anything but common sense about this? Why would you want to protect somebody who's on drugs?
Well, no, scratch that. Why would you want to assist somebody get more drugs?
Okay.
How are you helping them feeding the drug habit that they are addicted to?
Okay.
You know, help them in another way, but don't give them the ability to go out and buy more drugs that's killing them.
Yeah. Okay. So there
are many other ways to help them. You don't have to not help them, but there are many other ways besides giving them the ability to go keep doing what's killing them.
Okay. So let me go back to a postscript. Jennifer, when you post, speaking of posting, at Facebook you asked a question about the post office. Mm-hmm. Earlier in this hour we were talking about how ridiculous this situation is, and this sort of underscores it. Somebody just sent me this information. The Postal Service is offering $20,000 buyouts to 7,500 administrators. They just gave them a raise. So 4 months ago, they gave them a raise, and now they want to buy them out and get rid of them. Does anybody even have an elevator that goes all the way to the top in this bunch? The guy that runs the place for $800,000 a year, he gives them earlier in the year. People get bonuses. What do they get? I think they shared the upper brass shared $2.4 million worth of bonuses, including the CEO getting $276,000 bonuses for doing what? So now they're also going to shut district offices. They want to cut delivery on Saturday. The whole, and this, by the way, the offices that are closing are in Columbus, Ohio, southeastern Michigan, northern Illinois, southeast New England, south Georgia, and Albuquerque. They have offered $20,000 buyouts to 421 workers who just got raises earlier in the year. Most of them are letter carriers and people that are, you know, in the age bracket. They're 50 years of age and older. Anybody who's got 25 years of service in. There are 500,000 employees at the post office. Did you know that? A half a million people work for the post office. And every time I go into the post office, I don't know how this is going to sound, but I'm telling you from my heart, I go in there and it looks like the universe from Star Wars, the bar scene. That's what these are. There are so many people from so many different walks of life, and they're all thrown together. They don't talk to each other. Have you ever noticed that? When you go into the post office, the people who are so disparate is probably the better way of pronouncing it, they don't have any connection to each other at all. And the supervisor, I know the Santa Monica post office is the best example of this I've ever seen in my life. There are 8 windows. There's an Asian at a window. There's a black at a window. There's a Pakistani at a window. It's like they try to find somebody from a different part of the world who's become a naturalized citizen. And in every case except, and this is my last experience when I was in there in April, the black guy could speak English fairly well. The American guy could speak English. The guy from Asia, he's Chinese, I'm pretty sure he was Chinese, Laotian maybe, could barely understand him. There was a Hispanic, couldn't understand her. And I'm just going through the list. And so why would you go put yourself into this situation? Why would you stand in line to give these people your money? It's nonsense. And yet the people in Congress are actually considering, because they have to run this up the flagpole, apparently, of Congress, are actually considering giving these people more money so they can close more offices, lay off more people. They just give. I mean, what are the questions being asked by the people in Congress? Wouldn't you want to know that? What's your congressman saying? Anything other than a vote to close the post office is not in your interest. Or to get rid of, again, this is the best example I can come up with at the moment of why unions don't work in the public sector.
It's getting to the point where we could go to UPS or FedEx or one of these private mailing companies and pay them the same amount, and they could handle it and do a better job.
Hmm. Let's see. Here's June, who says, nice rant. Feel better?
Well, yes, actually.
I do, actually. All right. Here's Greg, who says, couple of thoughts. He's making reference to his own senators in his own state who are all about this. The Wall Street Journal has an interesting editorial on this whole thing, the bailout of the post office, and how it is basically the Postal Service has so many people, so many more workers than it needs. That's the biggest problem. And there's no efficiency expert in there. Again, this is just like another government reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, here's somebody who sent this in. Robert says, what if you were the CEO of the nation's third largest employer? What if your company controlled 40% of the world's mail volume? What if your company had $67 billion in revenue last year, more than Apple and Microsoft combined? What if your company was the backbone of a $1 trillion a year industry and employed 8 million Americans, a total 7% of the nation's GDP? What if you were only paid $276,000 a year while your competition paid the CEO $10 and $14 million a year? This is somebody who works for the Post Office Department. The what if. Anyway, we need more taxpayer money, so says that guy. Who's going for that? Nobody has got. Is anybody here think that the Postal Service ought to get an increase? Richie doesn't use this.
I like Richie's idea of privatizing the postal
service. I do. I don't think they should privatize. I just think that they should shut it down and let UPS and FedEx
take over that work.
DHS and all those people just say, okay, you got a letter to mail, bring it to us.
Yeah.
We'll compete
for
your business.
But there are people in Congress who say, oh, the poor people wouldn't be able to afford it.
You know, we could. What are they can't afford it now. I mean, how much is it getting? That's what I'm saying. The price point is at a place where private companies could take it over and do a better job.
Yeah.
At 25 cents a letter, yeah, sure. You've got a point. Yeah. But at 45 cents a letter and the letter ain't getting there, sorry.
Yeah.
No dice.
All right, 14 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos, our medical expert, with his daily dose of important medical information, the studies of the day, if you will, in a moment on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
13 before the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronos joins us as we go pain-free. So many good stories, Ken, over the weekend, last week, about the Salon Pause patch that will make it really easy for you to endure. You want to exercise more, but you don't want as many of those aches and pains that seem to be the result of the exercising. Then go to drkenshow.com, click on the Salon Pass logo, put your email address and your regular address in there, and they'll send you some free patches. That's a good deal. This thing works, and under most circumstances, it's better for you than taking some kind of a, Advil or Tylenol, that sort of thing, right?
Doug, at all times, all of us are going to have bone, joint, or muscle discomforts. And why not put the pain medicine right at the site instead of taking it through the body and causing a lot of adverse effects? This is the first pain patch FDA approved for mild to moderate pain, and it works for joints, bones, and your muscles.
Straight from the doctor's mouth, from his mouth to your ears, all you have to do is go to drkenshow.com for a free sample of Salon Pause, the way to get relief from your aches and pains. And if you've got some now and you want to not wait, go to Walgreens and pick up a 5-count box of Salon Pause. All right. So we have the latest on the outbreak of E. coli in Germany. Let's get to the bottom line, Ken.
Well, it wasn't as it was predicted, Doug. This is now the deadliest E. coli outbreak in modern history. It appears that it's been caused by vegetable sprouts grown on an organic individual farm in Germany. The toll has climbed to at least 22 dead and 2,200 sickened.
How is it that that's the most deadly? We had an E. coli outbreak in America that it didn't kill people, but it made more people sick, didn't it?
It didn't kill as many. It's the most deadly in history.
Yeah. Well, but again, I don't mean to minimize it, but 22 people, it isn't like the continent's going into the plague or something, but the unfortunate thing is now the news media will grab a hold of this because it was an organic farm, and the non-organic big corporate farm interests will be having it. Look, see, we told you, that stuff's really no good, or they're as bad as we are. Something foolish like that. All right, next up, melanoma treatments.
This is some real hope. This is out of the annual meeting of the American Society of Clinical Oncology. It's the biggest meeting of cancer doctors anywhere in the world. And there are two new treatments that are going to be shown effective for melanoma. It's not yet a cure, but it's some hope. One is called benirafenib, and the other one is Yervoy. One actually neutralizes a mutation in the skin, and the other one mobilizes, boosts up the immune system.
According to a report from the American Heart Association, 145 million Americans aged 20 and over are overweight. Get on the MetaFast diet plan, will you? Folks, please, do yourself a favor. Call 800-506-4115 and lose the weight. You want to live? You want to live a good life with your family? 800-506-4115. 41-15. MetaFast, the way to lose that weight.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing because something unusual has happened here at ofthefield.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th, so head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing Free Food Now on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings at ofthefield.com.
Everybody is
this is good stuff. You wouldn't have thought this is Jack Black, would you? But it is. From Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, he is.
It's the number one movie 3 years ago on this weekend, Kung Fu Fighting, Jack Black. This is a great, actually, it's a great part. Who did Carl Douglas. Carl Douglas, thank you, Richard.
Yep.
This... And it was supposed to be making fun of the big television show of the day, which starred John Carradine. Chucker, you remember that? Who?
David Carradine.
I'm David. Thank you. John was his father. David Carradine.
That was a very popular show in the 70s.
Right. And this song was originally released in the 70s as this sort of spoof, kind of a silly song, and it became a big hit. And still, sounds, yeah, it's an interesting, kind of a fun song. Movie music gets us into movie moments and a review of the hot hits from this past weekend at the box office. Chuck Curry is here. He has Entertainment Today and Beyond as a blog. If you click on his picture at DougStephan.com, it'll bring you to the blog. You'll actually be impressed with what he knows and how he communicates. It's a very cool thing. So check that all out. Meanwhile, we have this movie quiz may be a stumper. But then people surprise me. So surprise us all. You listen carefully. You'll call us at 800-510-8255, and you'll win a prize if you've never won before, if you can identify the movie from which this audio comes.
Okay, fine. Can you pass along a message?
I'll try.
Can you tell her I had to go to Fiji, and then I'll call her when I get there?
When you get to Fiji?
You got it.
I know who it is.
Uh-huh. All right, Chucker, you got a clue?
I have a guess.
A guess, all right. Jennifer,
I'm not probably positive, but I know who it is. But I
recognize
the
voice.
Okay, next clue.
I predict that in just a moment we will see a lady on a red bike.
Got it.
Followed by a man with flowers and a Volkswagen Beetle with a dented fender.
If it helps you, this was the number one movie during this week in 1998. If I didn't say that before.
Got it.
That is the case. Here's the last audio clue.
As a good morning, good afternoon. And just
and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, right, good evening, and good night.
Yeah.
All right. 800-510-8255. Chucker has box office totals in a moment here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Chucker, what happened at the box office this weekend?
All right, Doug, another weekend, another big summer movie. This one, X-Men First Class. Reviews were very good. Opened number one, $56 million in business. Now, normally you think $56 million was a very good opening, but industry expectations, this was considered somewhat soft. It is a reboot, and 20th Century Fox will have to have it have some decent legs going forward for them to be satisfied. Number two was Hangover 2, $32.4 million, a 62% drop off week to week off its huge opening the week before. Still $186 million in 2 weeks of release. Nobody's going to complain. The studio's planning a third entry, although surveys show a lot of the audience is disappointed in this follow-up. Number three, Kung Fu Panda 2, $24.3 million, a soft $100 million in 2 weeks of release. Pirates of the Caribbean plays fourth, $18 million over the weekend, 190 in 3 weeks of release, and the comedy Bridesmaid, which has gotten good word of mouth and solid legs, $12 million, 107 in 4 weeks of release.
Nathan, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Yes Man by Jim Carrey.
Well, you got the right star. Brant, what's the name of the movie?
Truman Show.
You got it. Truman Show, number one movie during this week in 1998.
Good flick.
You win. It was a good flick, and that was a good job, Brent. Thank you. Good job, Chucker, as well. 59 past the hour on Good Day.